18-year-old Obeida Abdel Nabi is recovering from a shrapnel wound to his lower abdomen. He was hurt several days ago in Qusair, near Syria's border with northern Lebanon, where pitched battles have raged for days. Syrian government forces have been staging air and artillery attacks, as seen in this amateur video, to drive out the rebels in the increasingly brutal conflict. The fighting is causing many casualties among fighters and civilians alike. Abdel Nabi says the situation in Qusair is bad.
There, it's still very difficult, especially with the shelling and bombing. The food situation is worse.
Many cross the border in remote areas near the Baqa Valley, often with the help of Lebanese sympathizers like Hassan Abdelrahman.
Every day it gets worse and worse. Every day there are killings. The rebels are losing their people, and they are killing regime soldiers. Both sides are taking losses.
Abu Yamin lost his arm 15 months ago during an earlier offensive in Homs. He now coordinates the treatment of the wounded.
When I was wounded, my trip from Homs to Tripoli took 24 hours. Now some take 5, 7, even 10 days. This is a big strain on the Free Syrian Army soldiers in the field.
20-year-old Ayman Musa nearly bled to death after a bombing that killed two comrades and wounded another. He is undergoing therapy so he can receive an artificial leg. After that, he has one goal.
I will go back to Homs to fight for sure, even with my artificial leg. Some with artificial limbs don't go back, but I will. Walking is good enough for me, because the regime has not fallen, so we haven't finished.
This is the goal of most of the wounded rebels. Although there is talk abroad of peace negotiations, they say they will not stop their struggle until the Syrian regime is gone. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Tripoli, Northern Lebanon.